USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first contingent of Marines have arrived in Kabul, Afghanistan, to get non-essential American embassy workers and allies out of the country as the Taliban continues to gain ground. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says around 3,000 troops are being sent there on a very specific mission. He said Afghan forces should have been able to take over their own security.
This is a moment for the Afghans to unite, the leadership and in the military. No outcome has to be inevitable here.
Another roughly 4,000 troops are headed to Kuwait to be on reserve in case they're needed. Troops from Canada and the United Kingdom are also being used to get their citizens out of the country too. The UN says it wants to continue delivering help to the Afghan people, but they say they're still evaluating the security situation that could change at any time. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals due to the rapid spike of COVID-19.
To support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
Multiple people were injured in North Carolina after a lightning bolt struck a popular mountain. At least 7 people were injured by the lightning strike, which happened at McRae Peak at Grandfather Mountain. It's located near the town of Boone. One of the individuals fell and hit their head and went to the hospital. Another person was burned from the lightning strike, while 5 others sustained minor injuries. According to the National Weather Service, there have been at least 6 lightning-related fatalities in the U.S. this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The situation at the U.S.-Mexico border is getting worse. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020, last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months and greater than in June.
No policy changes were announced at Thursday's press conference. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tropical Depression Fred, which is expected to strengthen back into a tropical storm over the weekend, is no longer likely to make direct landfall on the Florida Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center said the system had maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour and was located near the Florida Keys. The weather pattern brought tropical storm conditions to the Dominican Republic and Haiti on Wednesday, but weakened to a tropical depression after passing over the island of Hispaniola. Authorities say people need to remain vigilant because the storm is likely to make a comeback. Fred follows 5 other named storms in the Atlantic this year: Anna, Bill, Claudette, Danny, and Elsa. So far, Elsa was the only one to gain hurricane strength. A new weather pattern, which is called Grace, is now forming. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.